Yeah, he's a. Now they laid off a rose, two roses at a time, and they go devil them two roses at a time. You see, pull this dirt in, and they'd have to run over maybe two or three times before the ground would be up level.
What did the go devil look like?
Well, I've run them.
Yeah.
They, but see, that's back in when they used just horses.
Uh-huh.
And
was it a kind of
Now that is kind of a hare.
Uh-huh.
And you see, they'd have a little V trough to go over the row down in there, you see.
Yeah.
And then they'd just throw the dirt right on that, and then when you went out, it kept filling up.
What did that, did the harrow just have a single kind of a rudder or something?
Yeah, but of course, your horses could swing around a little sometime and nearly get out.
Uh-huh.
The gold devil or the thing, whatever you call it,
uh-huh,
could almost get out of that fur.
I see. But did it look
we
more,
never did use them here.
Did it look more like a harrow, though? It was just kind of a harrow.
Well, you see, it is sort of a spring to something.
Uh-huh.
And you'd throw the dirt on that trough, and then the trough would pull on out and let it come on in.
Now, how about the part of a wagon that goes from one wheel to the other?
A cup and pole.
Yeah, well, that goes from front to back.
Yeah.
But this is the thing that goes from one wheel to the other,
I can't call it now. I don't know what you mean.
The act?
Huh?
Act? The act?
No, the axle went through the wheels.
Yeah.
But that plumb piece across there.
I see.
It was different.
Well, that's all right. Now, if you were sawing wood and you took a log, you use a cross cut saw, and you put the log up on a thing that's shaped like an X.
Yeah, let me see. I forget what that I've used them, but I forget now what we call them.
Yeah, well, sometimes they call them wood racks, and sometimes they call them saw racks.
Yeah, racks, and you made them, you see.
Now, would you call it probably a wood rack or a saw rack? Which sounds more natural to you?
Saw rack, I think so.
Okay. And then the things that they use in carpentry, that you also see them out on the road sometimes. They use them to detour traffic, and they put these things out on the road. And they're more shaped on an A-frame, and they have just one thing going across top. Sometimes they lay boards. They were making have at a church picnic, at a church supper, for example. They're going to make tables for a church supper. They might set up some of these things.
They
lay boards across it.
Jenny had tables here at our church.
These are sometimes called horses, or sometimes called trestles.
I don't think I've...
Now, or a sawhorse.
Don't think I've...
You're going to saw boards, for example. You took a board, you'd put one of these on either end and lay the board over it to saw on it.
So we just probably call them temporary tables or something else.
Okay. And you might use a comb on your hair, or you might use a
brush.
And then when you do that to your hair,
you say, I've got to comb my head.
I'm not going to comb it, but I'm going to
brush it, yeah.
Yeah. And then the thing you sharpen a straight razor with is a
razor strap.
Okay. And in a rifle, in a shotgun, you put in a shell, but in a rifle, you put in a
load, we call it.
Or a
cartridge, yeah.
You know? And then one kid sits on either end and it goes up and down like this.
Mm-hmm.
They play on these things.
I can't call that right now. Let's see.